Next.
Yep. Woo-hoo. All right. On that note,
God damn it.
I vote we take a break for a little bit. I need a little bit of food, and I gotta use the bathroom and get some water and make
Alrighty.
Some coffee.
Hannah, you think you're?
Are you good to go now, sort of? Hannah? Or are you?
No idea.
It'd help if I had my mic down near my mouth. I have no idea when he's showing up. He said sometime between like 1 and 2, but he also said that yesterday and showed up closer to 3. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know either way.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Grab some foods and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Foods. I'm gonna walk out to the kitchen and see what I'll need to go buy for groceries after this. So. All right. I'll be right back.
I'm probably going to have Alrighty. Some first words for the lieutenant, and then also continue on if I know why we're if the reason that I think we're here is why we're actually here. Because there's no point in fighting with him if that's the case.
What is this?
Like I said, it occurred to me before the conversation happened, so I don't count it as metagaming. It told us it's a time-sensitive operation. We got here. It's not a detection place. It's a launch place. We have about 2 days to do something.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked. Something's exploding.
Yeah, no.
Or going off into atmosphere.
And there's a whole reason they sent a whole bunch of people good at bomb making.
Oh, man.
Stuff. A whole bunch of people good at bomb making and rockets and all that shit.
Or has
at
some...
At least part of that is if I get murdered.
I was wondering why I had, like, mechanical repair and demolitions. Like, he just shoots things.
Well, you're a grenadier. You'd be good at... And you're a soldier. You'd be good at mechanical repair. You're a grenadier, so you'd be good at demolitions.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 22. Like, it's literally my lowest skill.
Ouch, yeah. I've got 86 in it, but that's because I'm the sapper.
I have 25 in it.
I have 25 in mechanical repair.
Why is my climb so high?
I don't know. Why do I have 53 in jump?
Why do I have 51
in parachute?
I didn't
think jump was a Call of Cthulhu skill.
I have 38 in jump and 37 in swim.
Yeah.
I don't have jump.
I have swim as well.
Oh, I do have hide, apparently.
I have hide as well.
I don't have move silently.
I also have parachuting because I was an airborne infantry.
I have 46 drive track vehicle.
I also like that in addition to jump, I have operate heavy machinery.
I have that at 54. Yeah.
I have that at 47.
Nice.
I'm going to go get some water
now. God.
Oh, I also have drive track vehicle at 25.
Okay, yeah. I think I'll stick to driving track vehicles.
I got ride horse at 45. And swim at 47.
If only we found an alive reindeer that you could ride around.
Drive auto at 42, drive track vehicle at 25.
Natural history at 34. Somebody should say Wendigo and see if I have something for natural history.
That's not natural history. Maybe normal history.
I've got 72 in martial arts. How would I just, like, try to snap the neck of one of those Wendigos?
Actually, that might work pretty well. Like, they take hand-to-hand damage is kind of baller.
Grapple attack at 71, knife attack at 61.
God
punch,
damn.
Fist punch attack at 83, kick attack at 48, and headbutt at 32.
Jesus. You're a terrifying
you're kind
little
of
medic.
Badass. Yeah. I'm going to try to find some food. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be back too. I got to get use the bathroom.
Trip to Shank is actually pretty much badass, I say to an empty room.
All right, Black.
Welcome, Black.
Welcome, Black. Also, I realized to probably actually booby trap things, I probably should have made a conceal roll, which is why my conceal skill is insane. Also, I have 70 in climb. Also, the names that he gave, that Adam Scott Glancy gave these skills is strange. Namely, that most of the time they just write handgun or rifle, not handgun attack or rifle attack.
Mm.
And it's not written for submachine gun or machine gun, which I also have some points in.
Well, he said he was flip-flopping on the meters versus inches, too, so...
Although, apparently, I'm a lot better in CQC. I have martial arts, fist punch, kick, head... Well, headbutt doesn't... I don't have anything in that, but grapple, knife, large club, small club, and bayonets.
And bayonet attack, yep.
I'm guessing bayonet attack is when it's on the end of a rifle.
Otherwise, it would just be the same as a knife.
Hmm?
Otherwise, it would be just be the same as a knife, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Because modern bayonets aren't like the bayonets of old. By the way, do you have a parachuting rating?
At 61.
Oh, you're better at it than I am, then. Also, I'm muting to eat veggie straws.
I wanted to make a sandwich, but I was out of bread, so That's why I decided, after this, I should probably go grocery shopping.
That would probably be a good plan. Also, I guess worst comes to worst, we can just blow up the warhead, because that won't cause a chain reaction. We'll just create a dirty bomb inside the facility.
So this conversation happened in the background that you guys need to hear about. And the phrase is, I thought you were going to save your poop, was just mentioned.
I thought you were going to say...
I know it has no bearing on the game.
I thought you were going to say poop.
I did say poop. I did. The phrase was, I thought you were going to save your poop.
Well, I'm just a paragon of maturity. I can't...
Also, I'm not sure we factor in all the armor we're wearing.
I guess it's for where we get actually hit, if there's a way to do that.
Yeah.
I forgot how hit points work in this. It's, oh wait, it's right there. Never mind.
Yeah, no, it's, right, well, I want to say it's con time. It's the average of con and size.
That's correct.
Also, how does armor factor in? Because we have a whole lot of individual things that provide, that provide resistance, but they're locational.
There's a hit locations table in the back of the Delta Green book.
Okay. And I'm guessing the cold weather gear is full body coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Also, yeah, we were just loaded down with ammunition and everything. I am carrying, like, 13 magazines, 4 grenades, and apparently 4 kilograms of plastic explosive.
What's funny is that's a standard combat load.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not even mission specific. Alright.
Oh, I also have a night vision scope on my helmet, apparently. Or I have infrared. I don't know what LI is. Well, when I go and look up LIIR, it pops up night vision scope.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how many grenades the Grenadier comes with. Like, I had 10 frags, 5 bouncings, 5 buckshot, 3 beanbags, 2 smokes, and 1 tear gas.
You do realize what a Grenadier does, right?
Yeah. Still, seems like a lot. I know what they do, but for this game, it seems like a lot.
Also, I assume the fuse detonators work on a timer, because I also have special radio detonated fuses. And a radio detonator.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm guessing the standard fuses work on a timer, because I also have special radio detonated fuses.
Yeah, it's a length of fuse that burns at a specific rate, so you have a length of fuse that is, you know, 30 seconds or 10 seconds or a minute, or, you know, that kind of thing.
I'll direct people around the parrot mines.
Yeah, it's going to be fun if you guys go and have a conflict and then have to run back to the center. Luck checks for everybody.
Now we'll just spray downrange. Depending on the situation, we may just end up detonating them after we get out of... Because they have about a 6-yard range, so once we get past that, we could just blow them up.
Yeah, it's not like concussive or force or you know, the tiny corridors of steel will bounce shrapnel up and down it for, you know, dozens of feet.
I'm just saying, they're a very short-range explosive.
Yeah.
And honestly, like...
More like butt-eaten.
Even if we magnify that a bit, like, firing from 25 yards away isn't immensely difficult.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, you want to be a little further away than the maximum range.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to stand 6 yards from it. Do I still have the green parrot? Yeah, so this is the PFM-1.
Nice.
And it was largely used during the invasion of Afghanistan.
Yep.
Oh, right, and I'd have these kinds of mines because I am a airborne infantry.
Yep.
Because these, yeah, they take between 1 and 40 minutes, allowing the mine to be deployed manually or airdropped.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is a pressure-sensitive mine.
Okay.
Because its operating pressure is 525 kilograms. But I'm guessing as a highly trained demolitions expert, as something, I'd probably be able to rig something up to set it off by other means. Something to apply 5 to 25 kilograms of pressure.
Yeah.
But what happens if you can't step because you don't have feet?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to rig up something like a trip line that would be able to set it off. Also, I realized my character has 79 in conceal because he's really good at making booby traps. And also, I have... Oh, I put... Apparently, I put 2 points into dodge. But, you know, that was a great expenditure. Now, like, you know, just like these 47 points in operate heavy machinery. And these 53 points in jump.
What? What? Do you want your character to be a guy who's just spot hidden gun, spot hidden gun, spot hidden gun, sanity?
I'm just saying, he had...
Your character is a well-rounded individual who does something besides tote a gun through.
No,
a war
I'm just
zone.
Saying he. I'm just saying he has. Okay, then why doesn't he have any interpersonal skills?
Because he's still Spetsnaz.
Why does he have operate heavy machinery and jump?
Oh shit! I have jump too at 69. What the fuck?
I didn't even know jump was a Call of Cthulhu skill.
Look, you've seen the gif of the Spetsnaz shoulder jumping in the air and throwing the hatchet from behind.
Jump at 66. What? I guess it makes some sort of sense, but on the other hand, I don't know why you'd have to point out that people can jump.
Oh, there it is. The guy doing a backflip off of a fence.
Some people are better at it than others. Don't make this.
Yeah.
Don't make me turn this into the conversation I was having with Charlie about GURPS.
What?
What's that, Travis?
Charlie was.
So if I find a reindeer, can I use ride horse to ride it?
If you can find one that's somehow alive in these, you know, 20 below conditions, yeah,
they've all been dead. Now, what were you saying, Charlie? I'm curious now.
I will cut you.
Well, yeah, we all said to Charlie.
Then
he asks if we.
Okay, you said, what were you saying to Charlie? And I said, what are you saying, Charlie? And I was offended.
No, I was saying.
Basically, he was just bitching about GURPS because it's. In depth, I guess. I mean, he called it Spurgy, which, okay, I guess maybe. But, like, he was phrasing it in a way that made him sound disgusted and disdainful. And I was just like, Charlie, no. It's not even that math intensive. And it's not that complex. Like, once you get the basics of it, it's as... Okay, yeah, well, fucking GURPS, Mecha GURPS is... Yeah.
Whichever one includes doing trigonometry to figure out how you shoot at somebody off of while moving...
Yeah, that's probably space or mecha.
Spurps. Space GURPS.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, there are a few of them that are a bit much, but for the base system, which you can do pretty much anything in, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I guess I'll be curious to see how it plays out, because the Fallout... I think we're taking GURPS because the Fallout PMP rules are hot garbage, hot steaming garbage.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I had to...
For the record, are we waiting on anybody?
No, I think we're all back.
Okay, then we should get rolling on this before we get off into a tangent on GURPS.
Yeah.
Hannah?